True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off of Calvin, and I know he.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of the PM team. That is Mike Tomlin singing the praises of Calvin Austin, who made all kinds of plays against the Jets, caught a touchdown pass. He drew a pass interference penalty on that final drive that got the Steelers close to field goal range, and then he probably drew another one that went uncalled. However, that is still not stopping the endless churn of Steelers wide receiver speculation. Mike Florio, who joins us every Wednesday, Pro Football Talk, NFL on NBC, reporting that there is new trade chatter about Tyreek Hill exiting Miami and the two teams that are front and center in all this are Hill's former team, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we've already seen the Steelers go to the Dolphins and fleece them. They got two for one. Jonnu Smith caught a touchdown. Jalen Ramsey broke up a play, a pass to win the game. Minka Fitzpatrick's debut in Miami had the Colts scoring on every single possession. The first time that had happened in a week one game since 1977.
Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck literally have never done that with the Colts.
And Daniel Dimes did it in game one.
So things are growing great with the Dolphins is what you're saying.
And the Steelers might want some more, according to this report. Now, there's a lot to talk about with Tyreek Hill. He has not had a big catch. I don't know how PFF grades what constitutes a big-time catch, but he has not had one of those statistically since week one of last year. That's the last time he's caught a ball that's either traveled 30 yards in the air or was a catch and run of 30 yards. But the advanced metrics on this, we know we love those. ESPN said last year that Tyreek Hill was the eighth best player in the NFL at getting open. Now, why didn't he have better numbers? Tua missed six games.
Tua also sometimes underthrows him when he's wide open.
Yes, Tua got hurt and played at less than 100% in several other games. And in the games he didn't play, Tyler Huntley, who's not on an NFL roster, and the Steelers' camp arm turned preseason.
Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley you're talking about
camp
and besmirching?
Camp arm turned preseason darling. Skylar Thompson was the other guy who started games there last year. In those six games, those two quarterbacks threw three touchdowns. So they had a major quarterback problem that Jonnu Smith took advantage of because they got rid of the ball fast. Tyreek Hill was not able to hit those big plays. So I think he still got it. I don't think he has it quite like he used to, but I don't think he's washed by any means. The other thing that I just feel obligated to point out is the story that's on ESPN.com today that says the following. Tyreek Hill accused of domestic violence by estranged wife. Dated September 9th, that's today, 10:08 a.m. Tyreek Hill's estranged wife has alleged in court filings that he committed domestic violence, which the Dolphins receiver has vehemently denied. According to documents obtained by TMZ, she alleges 8 separate incidents of domestic violence in filings related to the couple's divorce case. Hill's lawyer called this a shakedown and said it was an attempt to generate bad media coverage. Unfortunately for Tyreek Hill in this situation, he doesn't have a sterling track record. That's why he was a 5th-round pick, and that's why he played college football at like a NAIA school and not one of the best college football factories in the country. So,
He also, at the end of this ESPN story, it just points out Hill, 31, was also in a physical altercation with a Hallover Marina employee in June 2023, and a separate lawsuit alleges he broke a social media influencer's leg that same month. Busy June, allegedly.
His house also burned down.
He also had that that detained by after he was stopped for speeding that went very viral.
So there's a lot of things that have happened to Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him lashing out during the Colts game. He wants the same thing Jalen Ramsey got, which is a one-way ticket out of town. So, look, I mean, there's a lot to consider here. The Steelers have won Super Bowls with guys who aren't exactly going to go into the Good Guy Hall of Fame or win Walter Payton Man of the Year awards. So we sacrifice and we don't always pick teams based on our scruples. The guy can still play, and he's probably available for a lot less than he's worth. Because the other thing with the Dolphins is they might look at this like our team morale blows. And as crazy as this sounds, maybe we can repair that by getting rid of this guy. Because he's got a horrible relationship with our quarterback. And he's the one right now that is like the face, as far as players go, of the discord and malcontentness that exists with the Dolphins. So I would expect Tyreek Hill to get traded, just like Davante Adams last year with the Raiders, Chris, where it was a foregone conclusion that he wasn't going to finish the season there. And I believe he would make the Steelers better. I mean,
how much would you give up for him?
Well, it's not a great contract. There's a chance you'd want to get out of the contract after this year, and I think the dead cap hit is $15 million, which is not like
cap
too onerous.
Cap hit for the rest of this year is $27 million. For this year, total is $27 million, the cap hit.
The cap hit for them is that because of signing bonuses. I don't know if it is for the Steelers.
$10 million base, $6.5 million signing, yeah. $6.2 million restructure. So, 1.8 roster that's presumably already been paid out. Yeah, so it's closer 10. To the 10.
Yeah, it's 10. They can afford that prorated over the rest of the season whenever he gets moved.
How much would you go up in a trade?
I said on Twitter 4th round because that's the easy one for me to just say I'd do it. It's once you get into the day 2 picks when you don't have a future quarterback yet that makes it harder for me. Plus, I'm not a capologist, even though I stayed at a blank blank express last night. I feel like some of those comp picks are tied to how much these free agents who left the Steelers play. And it looks like Dan Moore is going to play the whole year. And it looks like there's a good chance Justin Fields is going to play the whole year.
Moore with a worse PFF grade yesterday than Broderick Jones.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
I don't know about Russell Wilson. I don't know about Najee Harris.
Ain't looking good for Russell Wilson.
And it's not looking good for Najee either. He was the 3rd running back that came into that game on Friday.
Correct.
So the free agent math in terms of these extra picks might actually not look as good, which would make me want to hoard some of those picks even more. So that's my way of saying...
You wouldn't want him here, ultimately.
Nah, you could twist my arm and I'd probably do it
But only on your terms,
yeah.
It sounds like. You'd only want him... Which means if you're only saying I'd do it only on the terms that am completely comfortable with, you don't really want him
well,
here.
Well, hold on. A 1st-round pick is out of the question. Complete non-starter. Everybody knows that. A 2nd-round pick for me is a non-starter. I'm not trading what I gave up to get DK Metcalf for this guy at 31 years old with all the baggage that we just pointed out. So a 3rd-round pick, and if you feel confident about the Steelers that it's going to be a late 3rd, I could probably sign off on that. I wouldn't be like feeling like we got another one over on the Dolphins, but I could live with that, a third round pick.
I mean, answering this from the perspective of they've won Super Bowls with, frankly, bad guys playing pivotal roles on their team, I'm not going to sit here and clutch pearls and say, how could they bring in Tyreek Hill? They've had probably equally bad or worse people play for this franchise. In fact, I think I can almost unequivocally say that they have. That having been said, one of the things I said that I felt like was nice in yesterday's game was that I didn't have to worry about the sideline cameras catching a Steelers wide receiver ready to have a complete meltdown because they were open and didn't get the ball. And I think Rodgers' reputation is a big reason for that.
Uh-huh.
But I also think they just excised a player in George Pickens who probably would have done that regardless of who his quarterback was. I don't know. I would probably pass unless it was for like a fifth. Like if the Dolphins were just desperate to get rid of him. But here's the thing. I think the team that probably feels like they need him even more because they feel closer to a Super Bowl and they have absolutely nothing right now in terms of wide receiver playmakers also knows him better than anybody else
but
and kept him happier.
I agree, but the difference there is Rashee Rice is going to come back and the Worthy injury isn't as bad. So you've got Rice, you've got Worthy, you've got Kelsey there. Here you've got Hill, you've got tight end. I mean, here you've got Metcalf, excuse me. You've got a bunch of tight ends. And you've got Calvin Austin, who's coming off a really good game. But if I'm Tyreek Hill, I'm thinking to myself,
all those guys, et cetera.
I'm like a great wide receiver, too, who is not going to have to worry about defenses, you know, sending a ton of attention my way because I've got DK Metcalf on the other side.
Or vice versa. He still has the fear factor and people send the attention his way and then DK Metcalf.
I mean, ultimately, I'd rather play with Mahomes again because there's proof of concept, as you like
to say. He has no choice in the matter.
But exactly. But what I'm saying is, off of one game, I would not feel like Pittsburgh is another Siberia. I would feel like there would be a role for me in that offense.
Rodgers has juice with players because he's got four MVPs, the bottom line. Do you think he ends up here? Because I don't, for the record. I think the Chiefs still feel like they're just a Tyreek Hill away from being potentially loaded on offense if they're all healthy.
If you make me decide yes or no, I'm going to say no because I do think Kansas City will do more. But I'm also not going to poo-poo this because of the way the Steelers have acted when it comes to acquiring players in the last couple of years.
I would love
under
to
Omar
know.
Under Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin.
Having just obviously greenlit, because he has to greenlight anything like this, the trade away of George Pickens and knowing what Hill's off-field dossier looks like and the fact that on the field he can be pretty demonstrably pissed off when he doesn't feel like things are going his way. I would love to know what Mike thinks of it, because you would think Mike would look at the George Pickens experiment as a failure that reflects somewhat poorly on him and wouldn't want to go down that road again.
My knee-jerk reaction and gut reaction to what you just said is Mike would look at it like, I'm highly compensated for a reason. He's an immense talent. I can coach it out of him.
Okay.
I think he's
so far heretofore been unable to coach Broderick Jones, another very talented player, into being a good offensive lineman in the NFL.
I think his hubris, though, is that he can always do it. And his reputation
I hope you're wrong,
in the NFL,
right.
And his reputation is the NFL is that he mostly does. So that doesn't like.
I know.
He hasn't been humbled in that regard, Chris.
By the way, here's a very good point from Steve J in the YouTube comments today. If the Chiefs end up 0-2 to start the season, very real chance that happens.
They play Philly on Sunday.
And they look lifeless on offense against Philly, also a very real chance
Monday.
I think that's a very astute point by Steve. If they're 0-2 and desperate, they will absolutely pick up the phone. What's his name? Chris Greer down there?
Yes.
Call him up and Brett Veach will say, let me make you an offer
Who's
can't
refuse. Who's the longest standing GM in NFL history without a playoff win?
Chris Greer?
Yeah.
Would you call him the Marvin Lewis of then? Like, isn't Marvin Lewis longest
Coach?
Tenured without a playoff win? Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on Tyreek Hill? 412-928-9370. That is the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're 2 minutes away from your calls. We'll come back at 3:30 with an insider in Miami who knows Tyreek Hill and knows the Dolphins. But first, a headline.
Yo, this is Larry Foote, two-time Super Bowl champ. You're listening to the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
Yes, you are. 15 minutes away from a Dolphins Hall of Fame insider on what's going on with Tyreek Hill. Mike Florio said the Steelers and Kansas City Chiefs are front and center here, with Tyreek Hill wanting out of Miami badly after a 33-8 whooping by the Colts on the Dolphins Sunday. The fans going to showcase a different community each Saturday through their youth football showcase, a special visit from the members of the fan staff. All you have to do is email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details are there. 937thefan.com now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Salone's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. We did get an email from the Pro Football Focus guest we had on, John Costco, the lead analyst there at Pro Football Focus, who broke down Aaron Rodgers' game and said he was the 26th best quarterback in the NFL on Sunday. And the email started with, "Thanks for having me on." So he enjoyed the fact that I was
still
asking him questions like, "Can you explain to me how Cam Ward had a better game than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday?"
It's still like publicity. The old "any publicity is good publicity." I always feel like we're in an interrogation room in situations like that.
Yeah, you went good cop on him. Well, like, you were the guy that was offering him coffee and donuts
right
there.
Somebody's got to be the good cop. If we're both bad cops, he might just shut down and we get nothing.
You were the one that like threw him like a pack of cigarettes to get him to spill the beans. You thought if you went that route, he might like confess in the middle of it, "All right, I actually just hate Aaron Rodgers and wanted to give him a good grade. It was personal. It had nothing to do with the game he
like
played."
Like, I threw out there, it would have been the equivalent of like, you know, my fellow detective here, he gets a little emotional, but I subscribe to your theories. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, you definitely sucked up them. Did you know that I spend money because I think your analysis is that valuable?
Pony, it's all in the name of getting the best interview we can out of the man.
Barber Football Focus, and it was brought to my attention, ranked the following quarterbacks as the best in the NFL in week one. This is a new football service that I believe is a veteran-owned business that polls the football opinions of barbers worldwide. I don't know if you've heard about
10,000 barbers, as a matter of fact, are used to aggregate yes. football opinions.
They had Joe Burrow as the number one quarterback.
Okay.
They had C.J. Stroud as the number two quarterback.
Interesting. Tough day for that Texans offense, but
they had Justin Fields as the number three quarterback.
Understandable. Didn't Joe Burrow, by the way, only have 7 yards of offense, his Bengals, in the second
half? He did complete 70% of his passes. Actually, no, he didn't. He completed 61%.
Okay, who else?
And dead last was J.J. McCarthy. They were not impressed by what they saw.
Very interesting, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I did see PFF. There was a schism between P and BFF.
Oh,
PFF rated DeJuan Jones the worst offensive tackle in the entire league this week.
Yeah, the Browns.
BFF, as a matter of fact, BFF gave him the highest grade ever received by Barber Football Focus player.
I mean, I think at this point our listeners would trust barbers to rank quarterbacks more than they would the people at Pro Football Focus. Here is Joe in Greensburg. Hello, Joe.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two observations that I want to bring up. You know, one of the things that
can you take us off speakerphone? I can barely hear you. You're very muffled.
Is that better now?
Yes,
much
better.
Much, much better.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, the first thing I did when I finished the game is I looked at the, you know, the snap counts. And one of the things I noticed is that the three tight ends, there wasn't much 13 personnel ran. It was, they split them up almost half and half and half with the three tight ends. So what I was wondering about is that Jones, did he have his most trouble when Darnell Washington was out of the game?
And it's a good question. My rebuttal to that is, I think there are enough people who do a good job of watching back and combing through these plays who are former offensive linemen who watch the Steelers, that if Broderick Jones performed better when Darnell Washington was helping him, they would have pointed that out and said, "Hey, let's continue to do that for the next game." But there was really very little to no analysis done on the help or lack thereof Broderick Jones got from Washington on Sunday.
Okay, then in the second follow-up question, which is I think you're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks, and it'll probably get really annoying after a while, do you put Darnell Washington in place for Broderick Jones? And which tackle would you put him in?
No, you cannot do that. You can't do that. It's
you cannot
mid-season.
Teach a guy to play tackle.
This isn't like O'Neal Cruz moving to center field for the Pirates.
Also, even if you could, hypothetically, Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback, is already on record as saying he's playing the right position now because he purportedly likes throwing him the football.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. One of the biggest NFL insiders, a man who is a Hall of Fame voter, based in Miami, has covered the Dolphins going all the way back to the days of Dan Marino. He has the scoop on Tyreek Hill. Is there really a chance he's a Pittsburgh Steeler very soon? He'll tell us next. But first, a Sean Myers headline.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later this hour, the Steelers signed a new safety today who comes with some rave reviews. We will dive into that, hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about him. The Steelers have been linked to wide receivers for two straight years. They've traded for two. Mike Williams caught a touchdown pass, and then that was really it. And DK Metcalf this offseason. So far, so good. I thought he had a pretty dynamic start to his Steelers career. A few big plays, a couple big catch and runs. PFF would give Aaron Rodgers no credit for those plays because DK Metcalf did most of the work. Is that right, Malzi? No Rodgers.
I think on those particular situations, I probably would agree with them. He caught a ball at a standstill, juked a guy and ran for 20-plus yards, caught a bubble screen.
I still can't get over the fact that they thought Cam Ward was better than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday.
Yeah, you're struggling with that. I mean, it really messed with you.
He completed 40% of his passes and got sacked twice on the same drive to cost his team the game.
But our PFF guy did say thanks for having me on in his email to you.
He did, yeah.
Do you think that was like a, I'm trying to do this to be formal and polite, and he actually is very mad that he went on with us?
He didn't just straight up hang up, and that sometimes happens when guests
get angry with us. Well, that's because I was good copying it. I wanted to keep stringing him along here so he would give you even more.
Mike Florio floats the idea that the Steelers are front and center in the Tyreek Hill sweepstakes. Hill can't wait to get out of Miami. We saw that on full display Sunday in Indy when the Colts blasted the Dolphins 33-8. Our next guest is a Hall of Fame insider from down in Miami. He has voted for Hall of Famers, much like our good pal Ed Bouchette. He's one of the best NFL writers around. Armando Salguero back with us here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Armando, would you say that it's a matter more of when and not if Tyreek Hill is going to get traded?
I would say to you that it's a matter of when and not. By the way, before I get into that,
yes,
thank you for lubing me up appropriately with your introduction. I feel totally buttered up. Anything you need, let me know.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, look, the Dolphins don't want to trade Tyreek Hill. And why is that? Because they want to win.
Well, they have a funny way of showing it with their coach and their effort Sunday in Indy, Armando. Say,
that ship feels like it's leaving port and moving very quickly to the horizon right now.
Well, you know, when the Titanic left Southampton, no one knew what was going on until it got three quarters of the way across the ocean. The Dolphins don't know what's going on yet. And so they internally want this season to be one where they salvage it, even though they look like total, you know, crap on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. But I would say this to you. It's hard to trade Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because of the money involved.
Okay.
Not for the Dolphins. They would save, you know, like $39 million. But who wants to trade for a guy that, number one, is on the wrong side of 30 now? Number two, would cost his next team $36 million next year alone. That's, you know, you're going to give up, I don't know, draft picks, third, fourth, whatever it is, for a guy that is arguably on the wrong side of his career, arguably is not producing.
Well, how much does he have left, Armando? Like, that begs my next question.
That's a very pessimistic view of Tyreek Hill.
I had written down here, I wanted to ask you, how much do you think he has left? But my God, I feel like you've already started to lean in one direction. So how much does this guy have left as a player?
It depends on where he is, and that's the problem with Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, in my estimation, is a front runner. And we saw that last year in the season finale. The Dolphins went into the final game against the New York Jets needing to win and needing some help so that they could make the playoffs. Well, in the third quarter, it was already clear that they weren't going to get the help and they weren't going to make the playoffs. Did Tyreek Hill play in the fourth quarter? No, he didn't.
He actually asked for a trade as soon as the game ended, if my memory serves right.
He took himself out of the game and afterwards said, I have to do what's best for me, dog. I'm going to go and see what I can see in the off season. And yes, he apologized for that later. And there was a whole tour of Tyreek is a great leader. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful until Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback of the team, said the first day of training camp, Tyreek has a lot of rehabilitation to do inside that locker room. It's not going quite like everybody thought. And so, again, I ask you the question, do you want that guy on your team?
Well, it just feels to me like Mike Tomlin would think he could work miracles with him. You know, he believes that he can get through to guys, that he can be the ultimate player whisperer. I mean, so far so good with Jalen Ramsey one game in. He makes a huge play at the end of the game. You know his personality a little bit. Actually, very well you know his personality, Armando. So we've seen him coach Antonio Brown. We've seen him coach George Pickens. He might think he could get Tyreek Hill righted with Aaron Rodgers' help here with the Steelers.
Yeah, so Mike Tomlin is amazing in doing things with players and getting them to buy in more than just about anybody in the NFL. He is that. And the Antonio Brown years prove that. I wouldn't put Jalen Ramsey in the same conversation with Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
because Jalen Ramsey was a problem for the Dolphins because he wanted more discipline, because he wanted more accountability, not less. And so he lost respect for Mike McDaniel and said he wouldn't play for Mike McDaniel. Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill are two different cats. Tyreek Hill, I haven't mentioned the domestic violence stuff yet, have I?
We did, because the story came out this morning about that.
Yeah. Again, if the idea is we need someone to come in and just be a mercenary for us for, you know, the December, January, I would say, okay, that I get it. Tyreek Hill is going to, at the very least, scare some defenses. But if the idea is bring in a player because you're giving up a solid draft pick, not a first-day pick, probably not a second-day pick, but you're giving up a solid draft pick and you want to keep him around long-term, that ain't it. That's a disaster.
Armando, wow, a disaster.
I think we were trying to look this up. It was a stat that might have a nebulous, like, statistical cutoff, like what, how many yards determines whether this is an explosive play or not. But something to the effect that Tyreek Hill hadn't made a big play in the passing game, like a long completion or long reception, since week one of last year, that he's just not been the same Tyreek Hill that people got used to for the better part of a decade. How much of that was him? And how much of that was the situation as far as guys who were, and in this case, were not throwing him the football?
Both, and clearly both. First of all, so last year after he had that run-in with the cop prior to the season opener, right outside the stadium,
yep,
prior to the game, the season opener, he went off in that game. He had a great game. But we learned, like, I would say 3 months later, that he played most of the season with a wrist injury. And that was what he attributed to part of his problem in producing last year. Number two, the Dolphins' offensive line was not good. And you can't throw deep, you know, when your quarterback doesn't have time. And number three, Tua Tagovailoa was hurt a lot, including at the end of the season. And the Dolphins didn't have a good backup plan. As a matter of fact, they were assigning Snoop Huntley off of practice squads, and he became their best quarterback on the roster 4 days after arriving. So it was a bunch of factors and variables that played into Tyreek Hill having, you know, a down year. Understand, he was productive the previous 2 years.
Oh, my God, he was unbelievably productive 2 years ago. Yeah. He was the best receiver in the league.
Yes. And so that's great. Look, I go back to this. Tyreek Hill played for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you were to ask Tyreek Hill, would he want to go back? He'd probably tell you yes, he'd want to go back to the Kansas City Chiefs because he's hinted at it a couple of times.
Well, then that's a perfect way for us to finish this off, Armando. I'm going to ask you to look into your Hall of Fame crystal ball. On Thanksgiving, which roster is Tyreek Hill on? And if he's moved, what do you think he gets moved for?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he's moved, he's, you know, a fourth, a late third, a fourth, a fifth, something like that.
Yep.
Understand, last year is the next year. Is the last year of his contract.
Gotcha.
And as far as where he goes?
Where do you think he is on Thanksgiving? Is he still in Miami or is he on somebody else's team?
I have no earthly idea because I know what the Dolphins want to do. I know what the realities look like they're going to do.
Well, then let's deal in reality then.
Armando, here's a different question. If the Chiefs lose to the Eagles this coming week, very plausible, and look offensively impotent and are 0-2 staring down the barrel of the rest of their season, and they call up Chris Greer and say, Chris, how about a third-round pick for Tyreek Hill?
Oh, man.
What are the Dolphins saying?
The Dolphins are saying, how are you going to fit him under the salary
cap? Yeah, good question.
Because they've only got $2 million of space.
Fair point, Armando. That's why you're a Hall of Famer, because you know facts like that. That's very good. We've got more cap space here than Kansas City, but like you said, I guess Miami's still in the la-la land where they think they can salvage this thing, even though their coach keeps saying they're one day closer to death.
Well, they are. He's accurate in that regard. And he's one day closer to the unemployment line.
There you go.
But there's that.
Armando, you're the man. We'll call you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go. Armando Salguero, good friend of Ed Bouchette's. I could see those two having a few pops together.
Yeah, so could I.
Let me tell you, I love Danny Marino, Armando. Do you?
Armando, let's deal in reality, Ed.
Seriously.
I remember, why did the name Don Strock just come into my head?
I think Bouchette's two favorite quarterbacks of all time are Marino.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember Don Strock filling in for some of those 70s Dolphins teams. Larry Zonka and Jim Kick.
Don't forget about Mercury Morris. He was a Western PA guy.
The pride of Avonworth before it blew up.
Did you know that? Did you know he went to Avonworth?
I did not.
Oh!
You know where George Bland is from?
Youngwood.
Is he the greatest Westmoreland County athlete of all time?
No, we talked about Malzy had the correct answer.
Who is it?
It's Arnie. But
who's on the Mount Rushmore?
Terrell Pryor's on there. And if you're speaking...
Terrell Pryor.
Pure athleticism.
Arnold Palmer.
Pure athlete Pryor.
Pryor...
Yes. Palmer.
Palmer. Blanda. Who's fourth?
Do you guys know Greg Meisner?
Should
NFL
I?
Player?
No.
Denora's in Fayette County, right? Or would it's not
yes.
in Westmoreland. It's not like at the southern tip of Westmoreland,
correct,
right?
Yeah, because I think that's Griffey. Now part of Ringgold. Yeah, Montana obviously
Montana,
was there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Montana other guys.
But they don't count because they're not
no,
in.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of like another Westmoreland
I
County
say put
person.
Donnie Football as the fourth guy.
Isn't there some wrestler
Palmer?
From Derry?
Well,
who probably
Spencer Lee's from Franklin Regional. You count him? I mean, he's a
didn't he throw
wrestler.
A silver medal in the trash or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, and I think his mom like snapped her glasses in half or something. But one of the best wrestlers this country's ever
like,
seen.
Oh that seems God. Like a little bit of sore loser type behavior. A little bit.
Man.
Threw right. it in the trash.
That's
the last time that happened, it was the WWF women's title, and it was Alundra Blaze doing that.
Darn
Medusa, that's right.
Well, you know Shaq did that with a gold medal?
Threw it in the trash?
He threw it out his car window.
For what?
He was so mad that he didn't play more on the 96 Dream Team, Dream Team 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
And he lived in Atlanta, and the Olympics were there.
So he just chucked
that he
it.
Was just driving home and he just threw it out the like interstate
Imagine
window.
Imagine just like before that though. Did honey, you know what, that, are you, honey what are you up to? Oh, I'm driving over to the Olympics
just freaking
to play.
Tossed it. Threw it right out the window.
We got a Willie Thrower nomination for Westmoreland County.
I don't mind that.
Think maybe he was a Ken High, perhaps?
Yes, Ken High.
Are you guys aware of this other Olympic story? Roy Jones Jr., all-time great boxer, got robbed in like one of the all-time worst judging decisions in 88.
I did know
Speaking
that.
Speaking of boxing.
And the dude who got the gold medal, who was South Korean because it was in Seoul, was
Did he give it to him?
He gave him his gold medal, and even in the moment, it sucked for the guy from South Korea because like everyone knew, including him, that he didn't win the fight.
Yep.
And he was like weirdly a pariah, but I guess he gave Roy Jones symbolically his gold medal and essentially said, you deserve this.
You mentioned boxing. I believe Michael Moore is Manessen.
He is.
Was he a world champion briefly?
He was.
Is it Michael Moorer or Michael Moore?
Moore
yeah, not
with
the,
an R
not
on the
Not the
end.
Guy who did Moorer. Those documentaries.
No,
yeah.
Not the Fahrenheit 9/11 guy. The guy who unfortunately got knocked out by a very short inside right hand by George Foreman.
A bit of breaking Steelers-related news that I won't make you guys wait for. Bill Burr's lookalike has found a new home. Cameron Johnston signing with the Buffalo Bills.
Talking proud.
Per Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. I was waiting for him to latch on and find a home.
Craig Riley loves Bill Burr, by the way. Do you think it's because he looks like him?
Craig Riley also loves what we like to call the HGQ factor.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is a, do you know what that is?
Something guy quotient.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard the promos running for that.
In context, you could probably guess without too much difficulty what it is.
And anytime we can appeal to that,
oh, that
HGQ
man, we just try to send that HGQ through the roof.
There was an interview done on this station not too long ago by the morning show that Craig was raving about for that reason.
Oh, there was. Yeah, definitely. And it was... Whew. I think if he had an actual meter to measure the HGQ, it would have broken. It would have been like the Flacco elite meter in the playoffs in 2012.
Would Callis also be off the charts with that meter or not?
No, it's not the hefty guy quotient.
All right. 50-minute mark on the fan coming up is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. The fan weather report is brought to you by Myers Law Group. High of 77, good old Broderick Jones. Brought to you by Pittsburgh's Choice for Affordable Legal Solutions. Okay, the Steelers did make a signing of their own. I'll tell you why I think this could be a very underrated, savvy pickup by them. One that we could be talking about all season long next. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team, and I'm here to tell you right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the N... Am I doing... Yes, I am doing that right. The NFL. Let's make sure I was looking at the right thing here. Okay. I already asked you guys to predict the spread for Steelers-Seahawks. Now I'm going to ask you guys to predict the total, as in the total points scored in this game. I will give you time again to ponder it. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. Here we go again, as they say. 39.5 is the number. It is the lowest total in the NFL this weekend. We just watched the Steelers play a 34-32 game. And now the odds makers think they're going to go right back to playing 18-17 games. Get to FanDuel right now, and new customers who bet $5 get $300 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel.com/Andrew. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now a double bonus. Bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Code 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.